It is my understanding that the EPA has not yet finalized blending targets for the renewable fuel standard of 2014. Yes. EPA's November proposal took a common sense approach by setting a mandate to hold biofuel production constant because consumers and their vehicles just can't handle any more ethanol. Yet at a January conference of state departments of agriculture, press reports quoted you as saying, "I have heard loud and clear that you don't think we hit that right, and that given all the feedback, the final rule, when released, will be in a shape that you will see that we have listened to your comments." Correct. To me, these comments suggest the EPA may reconsider its previous RFS proposal to appease agriculture interests to the detriment of consumers. Should your comments be taken to mean consumers will have to continue using more and more ethanol, regardless of what their vehicles were designed to handle? And according to your assessment of the law, does EPA have the authority to finalize a rule outside of the existing November proposal?
Well, let me answer your first question. I believe that if you take a look at my comment, it said that that clearly, in particular, the ethanol and the biodiesel industry do not believe that the proposal represented the full breadth of what the agency could or should be doing to achieve the congressionally mandated levels in the law. And so I told them that I would be taking a look at comments and they would see that we properly considered those. I would also suggest that if you asked me if it also considered other opinions and would be considering those, my answer would be the same. We will take a look at all comments coming in. And in terms of the final rule, we are going to do our best to meet the requirements under the law, but we do need to continue to recognize that ethanol and the ethanol levels in the law, we are not able to see those absorbed in the market. We want to bring no cars at risk. We don't think we need to. We ever would. And we're going to make sure to take a reasonable approach that recognizes the infrastructure challenges and the inability at this point to achieve the levels of ethanol that are in the law.